How good did that feel to have the trophy come out there, for particularly for this group of seniors that you're so fond of?
You know what? It says a lot. It's so hard to do. I mean, we moved to the Big Ten and to win it all 4 years and six times in a row. That's great for our program. We always talk about the importance of trying to hang banners. And to the guys that come here and the legacy that they want to leave. And, you know, forever now, this group can come to Mariucci Arena with their kids and look up and say, you know what, I was part of that championship. And it wasn't easy. We didn't think it would be. You know, to get the shutout, I thought Eric was really sharp tonight. The D contributed with the three goals, and, you know, we just kind of ground out the win to the end.
Be able to get some scoring from guys you don't normally have to rely on with Sadak and Romanko. Just how does it...
Well, yeah, I mean, when you looked at how the game was going, the D came through with Sadak with the first two goals, and, you know, we had guys that haven't scored a lot. It takes the pressure off some of the guys that we do count on night in and night out to score, and tonight was one of those nights where they didn't have to. Other guys came through to get the win tonight, get the goals and help us win.
It was an overall defensive battle tonight. I mean, you kept the shots to the outside, especially for Michigan State. What really went into that?
Well, I think a big part was that we didn't give up numbers very often. We had our third guy did a good job coming back. Our D did a good job, I thought, around our net, boxing out is something when, you know, Grant did the scouting report that a lot of their goals against Michigan State were tips and right out in front and rebounds and, you know, something we worked on trying to keep that area clean. And our D did a nice job with that tonight.
Kind of goes through your mind when the clock hits zero and you know that your team has clinched?
Relief. Spoken like a true coach. You're happy for the guys, and you feel like it was going to happen, you know, inevitable this weekend, but you still have to go out and earn it. And, now you put this behind and to get ready for senior night, which to me is a really important night. We're going to make sure Mitch Rogge plays tomorrow because he's been such a great program guy, and he's going to be a dentist, and want to make sure, even though he's played some exhibition games, that he gets to put the uniform on in a real game. I think he's earned that right. I know the guys are excited to see that because, you know, it's not easy to be a guy that just comes and practices every day for a few years and be in the weight room, but, you know, you don't get the reward. So tomorrow he gets his reward, so really happy for him.
Do you kind of go, like, the different lineups?
No, I mean, hey, we're playing to win. I mean, this is – we're playing for NCAA seeding. Depending on what happens with the Wisconsin game tonight, you know, we still, you know, want to win it outright. It's all about the seniors for me tomorrow, and history will say that our seniors will play really hard tomorrow.
You're going to stick around and watch the end of that Wisconsin game?
No, I don't. I mean, I'd rather go home and watch the high school game.
It's important right now, obviously, for the team to be rounding into form. How do you feel?
We did some good things today. I mean, I'm hopeful that we'll get Mike back, you know, starting Monday's practice, and, you know, we miss him. Other guys have filled in. You know, Romeko getting a big goal tonight was a great pass from Ramsey. But it makes our lineup stronger when we can get him back in it, especially at that center position. And we'll keep our fingers crossed that Monday he can start practicing with us and be ready to go next weekend. All right?
Yep. Thanks.
Thank you.